Mini episode 1814 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1814 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of seasons 1 through 3 of the Paramount Plus drama Mayor of Kingstown. Here's our top 5 notes of interest about this program. Number 5. The show's title refers to an unofficial title held by Mike McCluskey, a fixer in a prison town. Mike inherits the position when his older brother is killed, a position that his brother inherited from their father. In short, Mike, an ex-con who himself was once the shot caller for the white inmates in the town's most prominent prison, is essentially kind of a private investigator, but most of his attention is taken up by the duties of keeping the peace between the town's various gangs, prison guards, and law enforcement officials. Kingstown, a fictional waterfront town in Michigan, is dominated by the town's correctional facilities, and the delicate balance of keeping everyone properly satisfied is a full-time job for Mike, who makes a sliver of his money as a government informant. Mike is fully enmeshed in a completely corrupt system, which some people continually throw in his face, even as he continuously defends himself by saying that he is the one person doing the most to avoid bloodshed, with a ruthless pragmatism that would make Frank Underwood blush. Mike is played by Jeremy Renner, who embodies this man of action perfectly, especially considering that he has a tendency to be hot-headed and is regularly told that his personal qualities make him less suited for the position than his brother was. Renner captures all of the conflicts with this character in amazing fashion. Number 4. The people around Mike form a very compelling ecosystem. Mike's on-again, off-again friend, Bunny, is the leader of the most prominent black gang in town. Mike's younger brother, Kyle, is another hothead, but unlike Mike, who doesn't allow himself a personal life, Kyle has a wife, Tracy, and eventually a baby. Kyle's partner on the police force, Ian, is a trusted and wise resource, albeit he is just as deep in the dirty deals as everyone else. Rebecca is Mike's supremely patient personal assistant. Robert, the leader of an elite SWAT unit, is a primitive and violent force of nature who is always on the verge of getting in trouble for his willingness to ignore any sense of restraint at any time. Iris is a high-dollar prostitute who ends up in Mike's orbit, assigned by her pimp to sleep with him as a means of making a deal with him. Learning that she had a troubled life, Mike refuses to take advantage of her, but the two remain very close in ways that confuse those around him, especially his brother. As with many victims of sexual violence, which Iris was before moving into that life, she struggles to keep from relapsing into the only life that she's ever known. And Mike's mom, Miriam, is an idealistic academic who disapproves of Mike's life path, not out of an antagonism that she wants to have, but because she wants to believe in a world where Mike's services are no longer necessary, which adds real nuance to the strains in their relationship. She teaches at the women's prison in town and sometimes finds her willingness to believe the best in her students taken advantage of by some of the hardened cons. Number 3. The antagonists are very formidable, such as Russian mobsters Milo, Joseph, and Constantine, repulsive white gangster Duke, and his successor, Merle Callahan. These bad guys, along with others, are ones that Mike must try to make deals with at various points, but all of them drive him to take more extreme measures to deal with them when necessary. Number 2. A drama like this demands a powerhouse cast to fill it out, and Mayor of Kingstown more than delivers. These are only some of the standouts. Diane Wiest, show co-creator Hugh Dillon, Emma Laird, Hamish Allen Headley, Aidan Gillen, Toby Bamtefa, Michael Beach, Taylor Handley, George Chorkoff, Andrew Howard, Richard Brake, and Nishi Munshi. Number one, Mayor of Kingstown is one of the very many Taylor Sheridan shows that are doing a lot to prop up Paramount Plus. As with Yellowstone and other Sheridan projects, there are standard tropes that Sheridan employs, but he and Dillon keep most of those excesses at bay. Season 1 in particular is a masterpiece, with a build to the finish that is on an all-time great level. Season 3 bounces back after a middle season that is good but not on the same level as the other two. It's a truly outstanding drama that reels you in and refuses to let go of you, and it does rate on the top tier in this new golden age of TV. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.